I'm Danny Purrington, the oldie photographer who's been in the allotment biz for 8 years.
And I'm Molly Goodspeed, the newbie photographer who's just entered the photography industry.
And you're listening to the Photography Business Podcast,
a show where we chat about all things photography, running a business, faith, and refining your skills to be the best in your business.
We feature industry experts to come and share their knowledge,
as well as have fun chatting through photo business strategies from a newer and older perspective.
We're so stoked you're here, and we can't wait to dive into today's topic.
So without further ado, let's get it rolling.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this show of the Photography Business Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Purrington, today solo hosting, and I'm so excited to be here to talk about a topic that I am very passionate about, have become very passionate about over the last 4 years or 4 months. I think 4 years ago, my SEO was not what it was today. And that's why I'm so excited to share with you how it has drastically changed my business for the better. And just kind of given me the freedom to not post to Instagram because I just really don't need to. I'm getting inquiries from Google without having to post to Instagram. So it's really cool. I'm going to talk through my journey with SEO, my personal experience with how it's changed my business and the way that I run things. And then I'm also going to share some tips. I'm going to give you 3 tips to drastically change your SEO presence online. And also just your strategy in general with your website, which I think is really important to look at if you don't want to be stuck with just one platform providing for your inquiries. So my journey with SEO goes back to 2020. In March, before the world shut down with COVID, I had my Instagram account hacked. Many of you who've been following me for a while, you know this story pretty well because it was a huge turning point in understanding how important it was for me to have multiple marketing avenues and different channels bringing in inquiries consistently on a consistent basis. So in 2020, I was hacked. I thought it was a sponsorship. They came in through my email and they said, hey, we're interested in sending you some free products. Follow this link here. Followed it. It made me log into Instagram. I didn't think anything of it. I logged into Instagram, put in my password, everything. And that is how they got me. That is how they got my password. And they disabled my account. So it said user not found. And then they emailed me about 15 minutes later after I did that. And they were like, hey, your account is being held ransom. In order to get it back, you have to pay us $300 in like Bitcoin or something weird like that. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. But I started panicking because Instagram was the only avenue at the time that was really bringing in inquiries for me, new inquiries. I was still getting referrals, but you know, that's not like a super dependable, like consistent channel to be getting inquiries, at least in my experience. So Instagram was a great way that I felt like I had control over who was coming, who was finding me, new clients seeing me online. And so I panicked because at the time, I think I had like 26,000 followers. It was an account I built so I put everything into that account. I worked so hard to build it to what it was. And then it was just like snap of a finger gone from my reach, had no way of getting it back. And I was just kind of, scared. I was panicking. I was really, really wishing that I had taken the time to invest in specifically my search engine optimization, my SEO on my website, because at the time I was like, I don't know how else I'm going to be. I have to start over from like literally ground zero on Instagram again. And it was just a really hard season for me because then after that, obviously, COVID hit. I had to cancel Rooted Workshop because of COVID. It was a whole thing. And so I was just like not in a good mental headspace. So then around like May of 2020, I sat down and I was like, how do I gain control of my business back? You know, I was like, how do I do this again? Thankfully, I was able to get my account back after having a mutual connection with another photographer who knew someone who worked at Instagram, was able to expedite my ticket, Praise God for that. Honestly, I was so distraught. But even after I got my Instagram account back, I looked myself in the mirror and I said, what is going to change so this doesn't happen again? And how am I going to have a plan B? Because Lord knows this could happen again. Who knows? Like, people are really smart at hacking into things, and it's just nothing is sustainable, or like nothing is permanent right now. So I was like, well, it's better off to have, you know, different marketing channels working for me on a consistent basis than just really putting all of my eggs in one basket. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've heard me talk about this topic before because it is so important. If you put all of your eggs in one basket, as far as like marketing channels go, you're missing out on, number one, a lot of opportunity. But number two, if that goes away tomorrow, like, what are you going to do? So I took a hard look at myself and I said, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to invest in my website, and I'm going to show up on Google. This is what I'm going to do. And so I did. Luckily, I actually have a pretty extensive history with building websites. I worked for a tech company in the marketing department, and I did a lot of like the blogging, and I did a lot of SEO stuff with that. So I had a lot of hands-on time learning that in a corporate environment. And then I actually quit that job and I went to another job for like 3 months where I was helping build websites for small business owners. The company itself was like not ethically great. So I ended up leaving like 3 months later. And then I started doing like photography full time after that, because I was like, yeah, no, I don't think I'm supposed to work under anyone. Anyway, side note. And so with my extensive like background behind website building, behind understanding what goes into creating a web page that's going to show up on Google, I was kind of like, all right, well, it's my turn to do it for my business. I don't know why I haven't done this yet. You know, I think previously in 2020, I had a Squarespace website. I'm sorry, 2019, I had a Squarespace website. Beginning of 2020, I actually rebuilt my entire website, worked with a designer. I had a brand new design and a brand new brand because I was switching to elopements. And so I had a new website, but it was not built out with SEO purposes in mind. It was built out as like trying to get people to inquire once they get to my site. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's great. But I was like, okay, I need to sit down and really focus on like optimizing this website so that it can show up on Google. And so I started doing a lot of research and I was like, okay, what am I going to do to start showing up? And here is where everything changed, you guys. I developed a strategy that I am now seeing the fruit of in my business 4 years later. And I will say, like, it does take time for Google to like crawl and start showing your pages on Google. So honestly, the sooner you can do this, the better, just because it does take a while for it to actually be showing up on Google. However, side note, I was like, okay, I'm going to put in all this time now so that in the future I can start getting consistent inquiries from Google, like people finding me. I mean, billions of brides are on Google like every single day. So I'm like, of course, that's where I need to be. Like, that makes so much sense. I mean, if you want to find something, you go to Google. So like, why have I not invested in this before? So I developed a strategy where I was like, all right, I'm going to show up for specific key phrases. And once I found out the power behind that, today I'm happy to report that 90% of my inquiries right now are actually coming in from Google. And that doesn't mean I'm like not pouring into my Instagram and my social media. I do occasionally post there. However, I really think that a lot of my inquiries right now are coming from Google. And like, it's just great because I don't feel the pressure to be posting to Instagram anymore. It's there when I need it. And it's there like if I want to boost in like trying to book like a couple more things, you know, but for the most part, like Google is providing for my business and it's incredible. The other thing too that kind of scared me, and I don't want to scare you guys either, because there's a lot obviously behind this topic and it's a little bit political, so I'm not going to get into it too much, but TikTok, right? TikTok is, you know, China-based, and, you know, our government's trying to get rid of it. And so part of me is like, well, what if something happens similar with Instagram? And like, what if like the government just decided that like it didn't like what we were sharing on Instagram, and so it just decided to like delete our account for something stupid, which it is doing currently. So I'm like, okay, your Instagram could be gone tomorrow, like legit, even if you weren't hacked. And that's why I feel so like at peace with my SEO, because I know that it is consistently driving inquiries in for me, and not just any inquiries, but targeted inquiries for clients I want to be booking, like Yosemite Elopements and Hawaii and Moab with the places that I focus, right? So it's been really great to see the fruit from that. And it's been really just kind of a blessing to not have to be posting to Instagram every single day. So I'm going to give you 3 tips to drastically improve your SEO performance and your strategy. Number one, and this is the most important step, people. Do not miss this, because if you do not take the time to research your targeted keywords before you make a web page, you are doing it wrong. I'm just saying, you're going to waste your energy. Don't do it. You might as well not do it if you're not going to research. So you need to do the research first on keywords and key phrases that are being searched a lot, so with high search volume, with low competition. So meaning like there's not a lot of people that are showing up for that currently. So your chances of getting on page one for something like that is great. And also there are a lot of people searching for it. So you're gonna get people coming to your website if that's the case. The best tool I like to use for this is called Google Keywords Planner. It's a free tool. You just have to sign up for Google Ads. You don't have to spend any money or run any ads, but you can use the tool within the platform and it's great. And you can search for phrases that you would want to show up for like, you know, example, Yosemite Elopement Photographer, right? If I wanted to show up for that when someone was searching on Google, I would put in that key phrase and then just see the statistics that pop up for that. That's why I created the webpage that I have right now that's currently bringing in so many inquiries, because it was a high search volume, but it was a low competition. There wasn't a lot of people that had pages like that out there. Now, I think it's changed. I think now competition's like Medium, just because people have kind of caught on how to do this. But overall, it's still providing for me, and I am at the top or at least on page one. So it's great, and I can attest that it works, and it's provided amazing things for my business. So number one, you got to do the research. Got to go use the tool. Number two, you've got to create a web page, an entire page just specifically around that key phrase or keywords that you did the research on. So I made a whole page about Yosemite Elopement Photographer. I made that the title. I made that the URL. I put it in the headings. That was what I wanted to be found for. So I had to put it in the places that I knew Google was going to find it. So in the titles, in the headings, using the keywords throughout paragraph text. And if you don't know what I'm talking about as far as like titles, headings, or URL or any of that, just like side note, I'm hosting a live SEO call. You've probably seen it if you follow me on Instagram. I would really encourage you to come and join that. If you have no idea what I'm talking about with Google Ads Planner or creating web pages like this, I'm going to go deeper into this in that call. So I really highly recommend you get in that. It's in the link in the description of this episode. Be sure to go there. Get in the Facebook group where I created SEO for photographers. I'm sharing a lot of free tips and blogs and things. So yeah, if you need more help with SEO, go there. But make sure you have an entire web page around that key phrase, because that is going to get you on page one. All right. Your name as your website, if someone was specifically searching for you, yes, of course you would show up on page one. But for the phrases and the things that you want to be found for, you have to actually strategize and make things to be found for that. And that's the whole point of creating a web page behind the key phrase. So there's 2 different types of categories I like to place these in as far as like web pages. Number one is informational. So that's like a how to elope in Yosemite. The second category is navigational, which is Yosemite Elopement Photographer. That's people that are looking for specific businesses, like a Yosemite Elopement Photographer. Informational is more of, I need tips on how to do this. Those web pages and those blogs are more of a way to gain trust with your clients, a way to show that you're the expert, that you're credible, and kind of convince them that you're going to be the best person for them. So that's the power of informational. With navigational, this is more of a sales page, I like to say. So you're proving that expertise even further. Here are some galleries I've done in Yosemite. Here are some stats. Here's a reel of a previous like Yosemite elopement I've done, or a YouTube video. You know, like you're proving it more so that they feel more inclined to reach out to you and inquire. So, like I said, it's one thing to get them to your website. It's another thing to get them to reach out. So that's a whole other craft and expertise that I'm going to go through in my live SEO call. So again, make sure you're in that call because I'm going to dive deeper into how to actually get them to inquire as well. Yeah, so number two is to create those web pages around the key phrases. And number three is when you create your gallery blogs. So if you're blogging like a specific wedding or a specific session that you had, you are going to use keywords in that as well. And you're not going to use like the couple's name or the boudoir like woman's name. Like, no, you're going to use specific keywords. Like, for example, like if I wanted to blog a sunset Yosemite elopement at Taft Point, that's the title I would make. I would say sunset Yosemite elopement at Taft Point, and that would be the blog title. Okay. So it's not the couple's name. It has nothing to do with them. No one cares about their name. They care about what is on the gallery. And that's what people are searching. So if you made that your title, you're going to be more likely to show up on page one for people that are looking for inspiration on a sunset elopement at Taft Point, right? Makes sense. Now, I would also do research for these as well. Now, if you're doing like a wedding and it's a wedding venue, like that's a great opportunity to do that too, because there could be people that are looking for photographers that have shot at those venues. And if you want to be booked for that venue more, you know, that's a great opportunity to do that, is to put the venue in the actual title name. So, like garden wedding at Botanical Gardens, blah, 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 you know, something like that will also do really well for you. But if you're just curious on like if there is a high search volume for that, or, you know, if there is a lot of competition, just go Google Ads keyword planner it, you know, and see what works. Sometimes it will give you alternative suggestions as well, where it's a similar phrase, but it has, you know, higher search volume, right? So we can't really be guessing what our people are searching for or typing into the Google search bar. Guessing will get you nowhere. It's better to do the research and have the data to support that so that every effort you're putting into your website is going to be powerful and going to get you somewhere. So for there's an example of this that I actually did in some videos that I'm releasing as a part of a bigger program that's coming in May, and I'm very excited about it. But in this video, I was looking for like an Oklahoma newborn photographer, right? So I put that in Google Keywords Planner and it came up. And like the search volume was like 10 to 100 searches per month. To me, that's like not a lot. I would say like, okay, well, that's not something I would probably write a blog about because, you know, it's just not giving a lot of search. But there was an alternative keyword that said newborn photographer OKC, which was Oklahoma City. So that had like 1,000 to 10,000 searches per month. And I was like, see, this is why it's important to do research because you need to know this stuff. If you were to just make a whole webpage around Oklahoma newborn photographer, you would have missed this whole other keyword that was getting more searches. So that's why it's important to do the research. Back to tip number one, because if you don't do the research, you're wasting your time. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's going to get you quicker to where you want to be found on Google if you do the research first. So just do it. I promise it works. All right. So let's recap the three tips that I just said. Number one, you need to research the targeted key phrases and keywords. Number two, create web pages and actual like pages, not just blogs, but pages around those keywords. And then number three, when you're creating your gallery blogs for your website, make sure that you also use keywords, locations, venues, things that people are searching so that you have a better likelihood of showing up on Google for that. I will say there's a couple other factors that go into how you're ranking. Again, I'm going to go through all of this on my live SEO call, but your domain score, if you don't know what that is or how to find it, your domain score is basically your authority with that Google is going to give you, and rank you essentially. So it's on a scale of like 1 to 100. Typically, like a good website is like 50 and above. Just to kind of give you like a look at my website, I started like last year before, or 2 years ago before I really started doing this specific strategy I just shared with the three tips. I was probably like a domain score of like 7, which is like not great. Like probably not showing up on Google for that. Now I'm at like a 30. So 2 years later, I'm at a 30. So it does take time to build that authority. But the best way that you can gain credibility with Google is like backlinks, having other websites pointing to your website, you know, other credible websites, I should say, that have higher domain authority, like Junebug Weddings or HuffPost or, you know, like Vogue or, you know, something like that, Brides Magazine. That type of stuff is going to get you credible, credibility. And Google will see that and then give you a higher domain score in return because other credible websites are linking to you, which is great. The other thing too is inbound links. I'm sorry, inbound links are other websites that link to you. Outbound links are links that you're sharing and bringing people to other websites, right? Other credible websites. So when they leave your site, they're going to another website that is credible. It's important to have a lot of these links on your website because it also just shows like Google, you're a good resource. You've got a lot of credibility linking to these other credible websites. Backlinks are a whole other topic in and of itself, but if you want to increase your domain score quickly, the best way to do that is with backlinks. Again, your domain score, the importance of it is it affects what Google is going to show on like page one. So like it's probably going to show a website that has a higher domain authority above you if your score is lower. And like if you were to search for like best wedding photographers in Dallas, like The Knot might come up because The Knot obviously has higher domain authority. So that's just like an example of the power of it and why it is something you should focus on. But again, this is all stuff I'm going to go through in my live call. So do make sure that you are there because I cannot wait. It's completely free. So like you have no excuse. You should totally come. And if you can't make the actual live, you can watch the replay in the Facebook group only. So make sure you're in that group. My Get It Done on Page One SEO for Photographers group. It's great. We're having a lot of fun in there. I should say, you guys, this is the only education I am doing for the foreseeable future. Of course, I'm going to be still hopping on the podcast, talking about topics, you know, with Molly and doing all of that, and that's great. But as far as like mentorships and courses or whatever else I decide to do, it is going to be on this topic because I have seen so much fruit in what it has produced for my own business. And I want you to have the same. I want the same for you, friend. So come join the group. The call is April 9th at 12 p.m. Pacific. And again, the replay will be available in the Facebook group. So both of those links to the Facebook group and the call will be in the description of this episode. So make sure that you go click there and get in on the group. And if you guys have any questions and you're listening to this podcast, you have questions, get in the group and ask a question. I do a lot of Q&A there. So if you have a specific question about SEO and you want me to help out, get in there and like, let's talk about it. So I think that's all I have for today, folks. It's a very exciting time. The call is quickly approaching. I think it's in like 2 weeks. So I'm really excited about it. And this is the only education thing I'm doing this year. So I am pouring a lot of energy to making sure that y'all are successful with search engine optimization because I think so many photographers miss out on doing this. So we're going to do it together. All right, friends. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe. Give Molly a follow too as she continues on hosting this as well. I love you all. Thanks for being here. And until next time, I will see you later.